Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me today is Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch, the woman who litigated the Supreme Court case that overturned Roe v. Wade. General Fitch, I know that you and your team did an incredible job briefing the case and presenting the arguments, but it was a long 6 months that followed. Share with us what went through your mind the morning of June 24th when we finally got the decision from the Supreme Court. What was going on in your heart and who were you with?
Oh, it was incredible. What a compassionate moment for all of us, something we had longed for, prayed for, been invested in. Certainly the faith-based communities all rising together for 50 years and to have it come together. What a celebration. You always have that, oh, I hope it's going to come out right. Certainly the leak had come out and we pretty much knew what we hoped the opinion would stay focused on. I was with my family and again, a moment of celebration. And it'll be forever etched in my heart that day and that time that we all got the news that Roe v. Wade had been overturned.
It's beautiful. I had the honor of being at the Supreme Court outside on December 1st when oral arguments were happening, had been invited because Nebraska Family Alliance had submitted an amicus brief and really taking the question of abortion harms women. And it has really destroyed the family, the nuclear family. So once again, we're so very grateful. Something that you've done a remarkable job of shifting is the national conversation, General Fitch, and it's on women deserve better than abortion. Talk to us about that.
Well, absolutely. You know, for 50 years, the motto was you have to pick one or the other. Mm. You pick your professional life or you pick the child. And that was always an untruth. And that was the way we were all told to operate, when in fact we knew that was incorrect. We had to have the discussion. We had to ask the hard question. We had to say, let's use our argument to empower women and promote life. They didn't have to be either or.
Visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org to request your free copy of Thinking Clearly After Roe.